British Public Radio. Documentaries.
Turning 18. A series of audio stories put together by Penguin to mark 18 years of the Refugee Council's children's section. The stories are written and read by refugees and inspired by the theme Turning 18. Grayson Perry.
Tarek. Tarek's story captures a specific yet fleeting moment in time, the day before his 18th birthday. In it, he creates a bold and vivid snapshot of that day and has encapsulated a feeling of excited anticipation of new life and freedom to come as he prepares to take the driving seat into manhood.
One day to go. The usual bang on my bedroom door by my mum at 6:30 a.m. signaled the start of a brand new day. I pull the covers over my head in protest, having to wake up at this ungodly hour to beat the rush hour traffic to school. It was a Monday morning, which meant I had to reach school extra early in time for assembly. I closed my eyes and tried to return to dreamland where everything was right with the world. Then I remembered. It was one day until my 18th birthday. I jumped out of bed as if someone had shouted fire and rushed to the makeshift calendar on my wall, which had a countdown to adulthood. In one swift motion, I ripped the front page off the calendar to reveal in bold writing, one day to go. I could feel a smile forming on my face as I realized the day was so close. How quickly time passed since 120 days ago, when I had a fight with my mom and told her I was moving out as soon as I turned 18. That was when I decided to start the countdown and post it on my door as a reminder to not only myself, but also my mum that soon I would become an adult. Turning 18 meant so much to me. I could finally have the freedom to do whatever I pleased because I would officially become a man. I was showered and ready for school in 20 minutes. As usual, I was the first out the door and sat waiting in the car for my mum and younger brother. I put the key in the ignition and started the engine of the small Honda Civic, then slid over into the front passenger seat. Another smile crept on my face as the thought of me being able to drive myself to school as of tomorrow dawned on me. I turned the radio to Zip 103 FM, which played normal music of this century. 2 minutes later, Mum and my brother got into the car, both of them fussing about how late we're going to be. Instinctively, Mum looked at the radio and tuned it back to her gospel music station. When you have your own keys and car, then you can listen to whatever nonsense radio station you like. Don't touch my radio, she said. I moved to protest, but held my tongue. One more day, I murmured to myself. One more day.
This audio series was brought to you by Penguin Audiobooks in association with the Refugee Council, who provide advice and support for refugees and asylum seekers. To hear more from this series, find out more about the work of the Refugee Council, or to make a donation towards the running of its services, please visit www.turning18.co.uk.
Turning 18 is a British Public Radio presentation in association with Penguin Books.